Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. It's a good time of the week right there.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You know, the fall's around the corner. Remnants of summer still remain, but this is just a good time in sports calendar.
Really is. I read Shaughnessy this morning and is cleaning out the desk drawer or whatever, and that's basically what he was talking about. Like, whatever you think of the Red Sox, we got Red Sox we're talking
it's
about
awesome.
On September 19th.
You know what? I don't want to say this too loud, but, man, they've given us a good summer.
Yes.
Even if it falls apart.
Which is why
I'm not going to be happy, but
we can maybe get into this at some point, but I've heard people talk about this idea. What if they just make the playoffs and then flame out? I think it was a good season. You made the playoffs? Absolutely. And with the talent they have and the injuries they still have and Abreu and, you know, Roman Ant, the whole thing, like, they probably might. They probably should. They're probably not the better team when they get into the playoffs. They made the postseason. That's a step forward. And then, you know, to give you a little insight behind the curtain here off air, we were just talking about, damn, when they're healthy, they could be really good. Their pitching staff could be loaded moving forward. So not that we're already thinking about next spring training and next year. You know, we can deal with this season.
Dan and I both agree. You get one good bat, one big bat. Oh, baby, get me one good big bat in the offseason.
Kyle Schwarber, I believe, was the name that was being bandied about.
Please, let's go.
Put Kyle Schwarber on this team.
Would love Schwarber.
Just okay. But it is 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Let things off today on WEEI Afternoons with some comments about the Patriots' number one wide receiver. I put that in air quotes, Stephon Diggs. We heard a little bit from both Josh McDaniels and Drake May, so let's revisit where it's going with Diggs as the number one receiver.
Behind the scenes, Steph, he's a great teammate. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he's fire on game day. You see him. You see him even in practice. He wants to bring it. He's a leader, and I think he wants the ball. And I think I got to do my part of trying to get to him more. And then from there, you know, still being honest with throwing to the right guy, but getting him the football, and he's trying to do all the right things and showing up every day.
And I haven't heard Steph say one thing about I need the ball ever. You know, that is not something that I've ever heard. And I honestly, that would surprise me if he did. I mean, Steph, whether he's out there blocking, you know, running routes, catching a ball, you know, whatever it is, he does his job the best he can. And I don't think there's been any pressure applied to our quarterback to do anything other than the right thing.
So without being prompted, Drake May said, yeah, I got to get the ball to Steph Diggs more. And Josh McDaniels said, I've never heard him say, I'd be surprised if he said that. Would any of us be surprised? Have you not seen Steph Diggs on the sideline in the past or have any recollection of his history in Buffalo and Minnesota?
I don't blame him for not bringing that stuff. What are they going to say? Yeah, I know how he's been in the past, but here, he's been, you know what? It's
I like the fact that it's been pretty quiet. Like, just, you know, I'd like them to be a little bit noisier on the football field.
Other than he apparently is going to be a father with Cardi B.
Okay, right. That's, but the drama, that's, that there was more drama with him back in March and April than there is, and that's what I wanted. I want less drama in the season, more drama in the offseason.
Fitzy, do we expect this role to, well, I'll just open-ended. What, where do we see Steph Diggs' role going? More plays down the field, just settle into this underneath role? Where do we see this this going?
The flats, the middle, the spaces where the plays that need to be made to keep drives alive and occasionally score some touchdowns. I don't think he's got the same speed that he had 4 or 5 years ago, not just because Father Time catches up to all, but the guy's still coming off the ACL injury. And yeah, sure, he is 31 years old. That doesn't mean he can't be a super effective receiver. And, you know, he's growing into his role. It'll be a little bit different for the Patriots, but thus far, so long as he gets some targets and is part of the game plan in a viable capacity, he's not being a noisemaker. I wouldn't be surprised if he averages 5 to 8 targets and 4 to 6, 7 catches a game. He's not going to have a 10, 11, 12 game for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns anytime soon. I think all parties probably knew that before they designed the first game plan of the season.
I think we're just hoping for every now and then, like something deep, just to see if he got it. But it's so far, I think he's averaging the lowest amount of yards per catch in his career. But what are, you make catches on fourth down, you get open versus zone, you have a connection with the quarterback. Give me, you know, anywhere from 50 to 70 yards a week. I'll take that.
So just to put this in perspective, Stephon Diggs leads the Patriots with 12 targets. That's one more than Hunter Henry, who has 11. He leads the Patriots with 10 receptions. That is two more than Travion Henderson. And he's third with 89 receiving yards. That is behind Ramondre Stevenson and Kayshon Booty. So he's in the mix. He's not atop the food chain. I mean, if he wanted to be argumentative, maybe he goes, hey, gee, the running back caught more passes than me last week. Or, he was targeted the same amount. But I haven't gotten that vibe. I really haven't. You know, I do think it's interesting that Drake May brought it up in his press conference. But I have not gotten any vibe that Stephon Diggs seems annoyed. And yes, Ted, he's at 8.9 yards per catch, which is low. But I do go back to earlier in his career in Minnesota, when he was working with Adam Thielen, his yards per catch were lower there. And I actually thought that might be who he was. Then he got to Buffalo. It kind of blew up. He became the guy. So maybe this goes a little bit back to his roots, or maybe this is just a result of the Patriots offense. Well, whatever.
I don't look, he doesn't have Adam Thielen across from him.
He does not.
So I was hoping, I would hope for a little bit more production considering you don't have Adam Thielen on the roster. But I get your point. Your point's well taken.
And he probably doesn't know, and they probably don't know. That's the other thing. We're making these grand extrapolations off of two games, two very different football games, right? And we'll see where this, and I'm just going to stay positive that I wasn't sure he'd be on the field at this point, never mind leading the team in targets.
So I hear you. So we're playing with house money,
yep,
so to speak.
Absolutely.
I like the completion percentage to him, you know, where the completion percentage to DeMario Douglas, 3 catches on 8 targets?
Yeah, not great.
You know, 10 of 12. So he's been targeted 12 times, 10 catches. That means that the quarterback and the receiver are seeing things the same way.
Or even compared to Hunter Henry. He has 5 catches on 11 targets. The efficiency
is
not
surprising.
And we thought coming into the year, tight end is the quarterback's best friend. They have a relationship. They have working history, the whole thing. That has not been as efficient as you'd probably like it to be. We did speak early in the show with our Patriots coordinator of the week. It was special teams coach Jeremy Springer. Reminder, next Friday, Patriots Friday, we'll talk to Josh McDaniels about the glorious game plan he puts together against the Steelers this Sunday. But we talked about the roller coaster that was the special teams. Like, lots of highs, lots of lows, and if you like entertainment, get your popcorn with Jeremy Springer's special teams. That was a roller coaster for you and your guys last week.
The negatives, you definitely don't want to happen, but they do happen sometimes. And what I was really proud of, to be honest with you, how our guys just kept their composure. You know, even, you know, early in the first quarter, missing 2 kicks, you know, giving up that punt return was critical and just something you don't want to give up as a coordinator, and never want that to happen. But I thought our guys still just kept their composure and kept fighting. It was a boxing match. They kept swinging. And, you know, at the very end of the game, they made some plays to help our team win the game. And that's all you can ask for in this league, is you have opportunity to win at the end of the game, and is your guys help. And I thought our guys did that, and I was really proud of them.
Kind of, except for that bad kickoff where you missed the landing zone. And as Giardi said, it's massive. How did you miss the landing zone? It's a huge part of the field. I will say the one thing this team has proven basically from day one is they can return the football. Kickoffs, yeah. Punt return, like that is, Fitzy, that's a weapon for this football team moving forward.
And it was really, really helpful. That's why these coordinator interviews, you might think, oh, God, really? I got to listen to them talk to the coordinators. Like, we learn a ton about football. Yeah, we learn a ton about football during the build-up, the breakdown, TED Talk, et cetera. But we learn a ton from these coordinator conversations on Fridays because 2 weeks ago, Springer took us into how now with the new landing zones and the dynamic kickoff, it's not 11 on 11 anymore. He said it's an oversized running play, which is why you're not seeing slender, more fleet of foot, slight framed guys back there, but rather running backs. And the Patriots have two running backs who are dynamic, that have wide receiver skills, breakaway speed, and can take it between the tackles and the outside in Gibson and now Travion Henderson as well. Like, this is an area of strength for the Patriots that they can continue to lean on. That play last week, like, I hope in December when we're looking at this team on a potential postseason path going, man, remember how huge that friggin' run back was by Gibson? That was awesome.
But I think you need more consistency in the kicking game. Like, that is not a way to live. Missing a couple PATs, then missing the landing zone, giving up a punt. Decent teams, even if you're not a good team, I don't want to say, oh, you're going to be a 12-win team, whatever. Decent teams do not give up those kinds of plays consistently in the kicking game. I just don't think you can win. I don't think if you're going to be a 9-8 team, you can't keep finding ways to have those mistakes.
We need the special. Can the special teams be a weapon for the first time in a long time?
That's been a while.
It's been a long time since they've been, you know, where you'd say value add to the team. It's been below average special teams play for a long time around here.
And I wonder, this is a question on the fly here, Ted. Is that because the bottom of the roster isn't as good? Just as simple as, like, your player 35 through 53 isn't as talented. I mean, we see it. They cut guys and they don't even get signed anywhere.
Yeah, I think the coaching, and I'm sorry, Joe Judge. I mean, I think Jeremy Springer's a good coach.
I do too.
So they had a good special teams last year. They have one that's okay, inconsistent this year, but they ran one back already. So, and they ran one back in preseason, even though it counts. We still remember that. So I think they're turning things around. But it's also quality of your roster and quality of coaching is what, and then your field goal kicker has to be better.
I was going to say quality of your kicker.
And your kicker. So.
You drafted a kicker. Yeah. I'm sure he was involved in that decision to draft the kicker. I'm sure he gave his opinion in the scouting report on Andy Borogalis, and he has him, but he has to be better for them to be better, Fitzy.
You got no excuses. Also, this Sunday, it's going to be a high of 68. Partly sunny, no wind factoring in. Like, it's just literally going to be an L.L. Bean catalog, like, first day of fall type of affair at Gillette. So all conditions favor whatever kind of game both teams anticipate playing.
We got to force more punts. We only had three punt returns in two games.
Yeah.
And Marcus Jones is averaging. You want to have an average of 10 or more. If you can average, you know, around 11 or 12 yards per punt return, that's really good. Right now we're at 8 with only three punt returns.
The question of the week, with the Patriots is a simple one, but no one seems to have a simple answer. I asked Curran yesterday, Christian Gonzalez going to play? I don't know. I think he said, I don't know, five times in that answer. Mego on Six Rings thinks he is going to play. We asked Mike Giardi, Christian Gonzalez, his availability for Sunday. What is it?
My guess is if he plays, it's going to be on a limited basis. You know, like, we hadn't practiced since July 28th until Wednesday. We got to see four periods of him on Wednesday and Thursday, and, like, he didn't do anything on Wednesday, really. Ran in a straight line for a little bit in warm-ups. Thursday, a little bit more activity. But, again, like, is he in football shape? I would doubt that. So, like, wouldn't it make sense to just sort of slowly break him in if he does play?
It'd make a hell of a lot more sense.
Can you slowly break in against DK?
If you play zone, I think
you could play 12 to 15 plays or something.
You wouldn't play him?
I would not play him. Ted, what about 12 plays? He can pull his hamstring in one play. If it's the right, you know, if they throw to his guy and he makes a break, and he's being out leveraged, he's gonna tear it again. I don't think that's a smart way to do it. Here's what I would maybe consider doing: if you're gonna put him out there, okay, put him on their second best receiver, and maybe take your chances with that and double team DK Metcalf with two other guys.
I like it.
That if you know what I mean, don't put them on the best receiver. Put them on their second or third best receiver and double team the best receiver.
I also think he would appreciate that because let's look big picture. This is a guy that has aspirations of a $150 million contract, all pro. And whether he's healthy or not, if you put him out there and just line him up across from DK Metcalf and he gets embarrassed, we remember that. Whether he's healthy or not, and he'll remember that. Other people will remember, that'll be clips. It makes the rounds. So, yeah, if he's out there, I also, does it matter that it is the beginning of the season? What I mean by that, is it different that he's missed a month plus before even playing a game than if he had played a month, missed a month, comes back?
I think it matters more. Okay. People look at it differently.
Yeah.
And I think more negatively.
Yes. Yeah, that fits.
Andy, just checking in from the stats and research department. It's not a big deal. DK Metcalf just averages 7 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown in each game against the Pats.
Yeah, Carlton Davis, this is why we pay you the big bucks. You'll have a little help. Hawkins will be over there. The eraser, Woodson. Your nickname's the eraser. Bring a big eraser because you got a big challenge in DK Metcalf. But I agree. I'm not sure Gonzalez is going to play at all, and I definitely don't want to see him out on an island. He can get embarrassed, and you're right. He could push it beyond what he wants to because that's one of the fastest players in the NFL. I don't like that. It's a recipe that I don't like.
But you know what? The tight ends are very productive for the Steelers, and then the middle linebackers having trouble tagging. Maybe put him on a tight end.
Jonnu.
Put him on Jonnu. I mean, Jonnu killed the Patriots last year. Two games, 14 catches, 149 yards, and a touchdown. I think that could be a better cover for him in some respects.
So the Patriots game is on Sunday. That we got a few days to percolate on that, and later in the show we will make our picks not only for the pick six around the NFL, that's up next, but also our picks for the Patriots game. But we got a big baseball game tonight in Tampa Bay. Garrett Crochet on the mound. 3-game series with the Rays. Must win game, must sweep series. We had our guy Rob Bradford on the show earlier, and he kind of brought his level of concern to the masses. Should I be concerned about the Red Sox right now? Where is your worry meter? I put out a poll the other day after the loss to the A's. It was, you're worried, you're really effing worried, or they're toast. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I think you're worried. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing slightly above your worried, but I would still go with you're worried.
You're not really effing worried yet?
No. Here's the thing, is that right now they're a playoff team. They own the tiebreaker over Cleveland. Right now, as we sit here, you should be worried. You should absolutely be worried, because this is not like other times where they've had downturns. This is not like other times where they say, oh, well, what are we going to do? This is, the lineup is thinned out more than ever. And when I say thinned out more than ever, I not only mean in terms of Anthony injuries, Abreu injuries, but I'm talking about the fact that Alex Bregman's OPS this month is about 4.5. You know, you cannot have that. The fact that Jaron Duran, if you put him up against a lefty pitcher, it's not going to usually be a good situation. The fact that you don't really have a whole lot of other guys in that lineup who can do the offense that they are planning to do, which is keep the line moving. They don't hit home runs. You got to keep the line moving. You got to play small ball, but you can only do that if guys get hits and you keep the line moving. The other part about it, the last thing is that, yeah, you know, they've dug themselves out of holes before, but they haven't dug themselves out of holes where they're watching a scoreboard, where they're having everyone talk about this like we are. All of this pressure is being put on a lot of people who have never experienced this type of pressure. That's why I think tonight's game is so huge.
So the poll that I referenced there, that Rob wanted something a little bit past worried, but not as high as really effing worried. Well, neither of those were the winner of the poll, because I just got the update via Twitter because I posted that yesterday after the Red Sox game. 41% of Red Sox fans think they are, quote, toast. They are a done baseball team, dead team walking. Is that accurate? Is that too high?
I think that's probably, I can understand why there's, let me just say, I understand why it's as high as it is.
Fitzy, too much?
Yeah, I understand. I understand the angst in the nation as well. There's not anybody, have you guys talked to friends, Andy, all the local coaches and pals on the South Coast, Ted, anywhere you've gone where people are like, ah, don't worry about it, they'll be fine. I haven't heard anyone say that in weeks.
So the Red Sox suck.
Can we get some context when I say that?
That's not how the drops work.
Which is, I mean, most people you ask about the season, and it's more. If there was one phrase I've probably heard more in living in Boston in the last 25 years, more than any other, it's, you know, when I'd ask people how the Red Sox, Teddy, they'll find a way to screw it up. That was always the phrase that I heard. And so I'm hearing that now more than ever. But when you ask Bradford if he was worried, he's like,
No, they're a playoff team. Yeah, the third playoff team with a game and a half lead, buddy. It's
right
not like they're the first playoff team right now. They're the third hanging on by a thread.
And the one thing I do agree with him, and I've said, like, Cleveland can't keep winning at this rate. Can they?
Can they?
I don't think they can.
They've won 8 in a row, like 12 out of 13.
They can't.
They can't.
It would be a remarkable end to the Dan Ball thinks so. Go ahead,
well,
Dan.
Well, no, I mean, momentum's a very infectious thing. I mean, if they're feeling it right now, then who's to say that they can't?
Yeah.
Their lineup blows, and that Jones and Keefe are talking about that. They have four guys under 200 in their lineup, and they're still winning games.
And they've won, like, 13 of 15, and if we say they're going to, say, go 7-2 in the final, so are they going to go 20 whatever?
I mean,
like,
they got cupcakes at the end of the year too.
I know,
and
but
the Red Sox very much do not, which worries me
right.
a lot.
Right.
Yeah,
correct. You should be worried. You should absolutely
thank
be
you,
worried.
Rob.
My man.
Thanks, Bradshaw.
Rob gave you the permission. Dan Ball is sitting on a hot take. I'm just going to tease it as that. We're not using it now.
Oh,
but Dan Ball.
But you want to hear it when it come back?
Very, very. Nope. We're going to long tease this into next week. After the weekend series in Tampa Bay, Dan Ball has the take of all hot takes that he feels more sure about now than he ever has.
Oof.
We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to put Dan Ball in the spotlight.
Sure, everyone's going to remember that tease next week.
It's a long tease. Yeah, they want long
the
tease.
The host sure
updating
won't.
Vertical.
Updating
Google Calendar. Dan
good
Ball,
call, Dan
Ball's
Ball.
Tease. Yeah,
Dan Ball, remind me of the tease I made on Friday right. next week so that I can tee you up for what you need. Okay. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, what you need to hear is our picks, our pick six segment, which we're getting much better. If we can keep the improvement from week one to week two, rolling
go,
from
baby.
Two to three, then we'll be right more than we're wrong, and we need that more than anything.
We're like the Patriots.
Picks, that's right. Pick six up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, here's Dan Ball with what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Red Sox open up a three-game road series against the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. First pitch is set for 7:35. Garrett Crochet will start for Boston opposite Drew Rasmussen. Here is your lineup for tonight as Jaron Duran leads off in left, then it's Trevor Story at short, Alex Bregman at third, Masataka Yoshida is your DH with Romy Gonzalez at second, Nate Eaton in right, Nathaniel Lowe at first, Carlos Narvaez your catcher, and Seidon Rafaela out in center field. And he is batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:35, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Kyle Harrison will start for the Red Sox tomorrow with Connolly early scheduled to go on Sunday. The Patriots return to the practice field this morning. New England hosts the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Catch Ted Johnson and the crew on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10. Then catch Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show after the conclusion of Sunday's game. Mike Vrabel confirmed earlier today that Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, and Jack Westover are all questionable for Sunday's game. No injury designations for the following players as Christian Barmore was a limited participant in practice today, while Kalavon Chaisson, Carlton Davis, Harold Landry, Marte Mapu, Morgan Moses, and Jared Wilson were all full participants. Note that defensive coordinator Terrell Williams will miss Sunday's game. Zach Kerr will assume the responsibilities in his absence this upcoming weekend. And finally, the New England Revolution visit the Philadelphia Union tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff is at 2:30. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
It's a little more laid-back return. I don't care for this. I need some excitement going into it. We're going to make people money.
It's kickoff in 36 hours.
Like Stiz was like, I don't care. I like this song. I'm playing this.
We're about to make people a lot of money. Yes!
Yeah!
Get me amped up. So it's Friday. It's 5:30. Week 3 of the NFL season is underway. You had the Bills taking care of business last night against the Dolphins, although they showed a little fight.
A little bit.
For Mike McDaniel.
Is it a one-score game in the fourth?
They didn't roll over and die, and then Tua threw a pick, and they rolled over died and went back to Miami 0-3.
That may or may not have been a profitable bet last night.
Oh, Dan Ball making some money.
Over half an interception thrown, hypothetically, might have been a good bet last
nice
night.
I had a seven-legger last night. Daddy's got some fun money this weekend.
Oh, wow. Brag. All right.
Brag. Well, let's win a six-legger here. It is time for the pick six on WEEI Afternoons.
A pick six. He's picked. Touchdown on a pick six. Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
I forgot about the intro. That's my bad. So it is pick six, week 3 in the NFL season. Andy was right last break. We did move up from 1-5 in week 1 to 3-3. So Andy is a little bit closer to not making a $2 donation on his gambling app this weekend.
Am I the only one that's actually betting these? Am I the only one on this show that's actually betting our parlay? Because I will continue to be.
No.
Like your hard-earned money you're betting?
I mean, people might argue whether it's hard-earned, but yes, my money.
I got
it's a small sum.
Right now. Okay.
I got a kid in college, too.
Okay. I have two kids. Do you have two kids?
Brag. Yes, but she's not in college yet. Maybe in 2 years when she is, I will no longer be making donations.
You'll stop betting in a couple of years.
So we'll go around the table, share what we are taking. Everybody takes one game against the spread. And just a quick teaser, this week's parlay, plus 5,123, 5123 the odds. $10 would win $522.37 or lose Andy $2. Andy, what is your pick this week on the pick six?
So I jumped on the Packers bandwagon.
Obvious. Such an easy one.
So obvious somebody didn't read the text chain.
I didn't see it in the text.
I got very excited last night. This looks like an easy one for me. The Packers, they're a Super Bowl contender. They're rolling. They can run it. They can throw it. They can chase the quarterback. And they're playing the Browns. I know they're laying 8.5, but I'll lay all of that and feel good about it.
Flacco, more interceptions than touchdowns so far.
Man, that is,
at least 107.
The Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. That's
Isn't that a good feeling? That's if you're youngest and one of the best?
That's scary. Yep.
Ted, if you could start one Cleveland quarterback, would it be Flacco?
Yeah, that's who I would roll with.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to.
I'm sorry. I'm not a buyer of Shador, please.
Whoa, He's no longer a buff. He's telling us like it is now. No,
Christian, cover your ears. Arkan's in the car.
Christian's different than me. I look at it. I'm harder on my team. It's. I'm sorry. I expect more out of my college team.
His number retired at Colorado. Put some respect on that name.
Please, give me a break with that.
That's the right answer to that question. Nick Fitzy Stevens, your pick, please.
Okay, my pick this week is actually a vote of confidence Not in either one of the backups who will be starting this game, but rather the better of the two head coaches. I think any one of us, I'm not sure, perhaps Ted would like to. I know Andy has professed his respect for him, and I think he's a great offensive mind as well. I love Kevin O'Connell. And I think if you go between Jake Browning, who's got a lot of starts, for Zach Taylor backing up the off-hitter Joe Burrow and his weapons versus Kevin O'Connell getting the best out of Carson Wentz starting his for six different team in six freaking years, which is a stunt beyond all compare. I think Wentz and the Vikings get the best of the Benz gals. So give me the Vikes over Benz gals in a game that should easily surpass the over.
Okay, two NFC North winners so far. Green Bay -8.5. Minnesota listed at -3. Minnesota. All right, Ted Johnson, your pick.
Yeah, I'm going with the I picked the Chiefs versus the Giants. The Chiefs are visiting the Giants. Both teams are 0-2.
Oh my.
Woo, baby. Give me the Chiefs. Come on. When was the last time they started 0-3? Chat GPT, damn it, you're slow. I don't know the last time, but I can't imagine it was any time recent. The Chiefs going 0-3?
Nope, it's been a while.
No friggin' way. So they have
2011.
I win.
14 years ago.
It was 14 years ago?
Yep, 2011.
So there's no way, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is starting 0-3. I mean, you can't go 0-3 the year that you're marrying Taylor Swift, can you, Travis Kelce? Come on. So,
and be dropping passes at the goal line that lead to interceptions. Seriously. To lose you the game?
Yep.
Also, it helps that you're playing the Giants.
It does help. So they have they're favored by 6.5 points. Give me the Chiefs and the over of points.
Oh, the over as well. Okay, a little extra sprinkle in there if you so choose. So we got Green Bay, Minnesota, and the Kansas City Chiefs on our parlay so far. Stiz, my brethren behind the glass, has made his pick. What's your pick this week?
All right, boys. I am sorry to the group. I apologize. I've let you down. I'm 0-2.
You're not the only one.
The Titans. No. The Titans also 0-2, and they will be hosting the 2-0 Colts. Colts -4.5. Give me the Colts. There's no way I can lose this.
Oh, boy.
Let's go,
with
baby.
With Indiana Jones?
Good.
Wow.
I'm feeling good.
There's our
Daniel
loss right
Jones.
There.
Yep.
Suck no way.
It. You know what team leads the NFL in passing yards? The Colts.
Unbelievable.
Do we think that's sustainable?
No. I don't.
I don't know. Against Tennessee, though, I can see at least the third straight week.
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
What do you know about Cam Ward?
I don't know who that is. our guy Brian Frazoka, who's back running the Twitch and doing social, has the Falcons -4.5 against the Carolina Panthers. So he is riding with Ted Johnson's boy Michael Penix in the group down there in Atlanta. In my pick, I have the Seattle Seahawks -7.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Saints are still very much a mess. Their quarterback situation is a mess, and I'm really intrigued by the couple of weapons that they've surrounded Sam Darnold with. So give me Seattle -7.5. Big number to cover, but I have no faith in New Orleans really doing anything involving moving the ball consistently. So our picks, Green Bay over Cleveland, Minnesota over Cincinnati, the Chiefs over the New York Giants, the Seattle Seahawks over the New Orleans Saints, Indianapolis Colts over the Tennessee Titans, and the Atlanta Falcons over the Carolina Panthers, plus 5,123 odds, $10. Wins you 522.37 on this week's NFL picks for the pick six.
I like the general philosophy that we kind of went with, and we don't have a philosophy because we do these all independently, and we text them in, and then somebody tries to steal somebody's pick, and we text that person back and say, you need to pick something else.
And we kind of suck.
But we went with a simple formula of let's take the favorite over some of the worst teams in football for the most part here.
Yeah.
Like we all picked against Cleveland, New Orleans, the Titans, the Panthers. Like these are teams that are probably going to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 somewhere at the top of the draft. I know it's simplistic gambling, but we need to stay simple because we are 4-8 on the season. Thanks in part to not just Stiz. I like how Dan put this. We had Dan Ball 2-0. Did you notice that? Dan's 2-0 on the year.
Nice, nailed it, brother.
Wow. I'm 1-1. You're 1-1, Ted. The rest, 0-2.
Ooh.
So we could need a little help here from
the rest
of y'all.
Let's go the rest.
Like maybe carry your load, get to 1-2 this week. That would be nice. So we could have dreams of winning one of these parlays and me turning. Also, a little tidbit for if you want to do our parlay, certain apps.
Don't.
I'm a FanDuel guy. You can get your profit boost or whatever, and you can turn your plus 5,000 into like plus 7,000. So you can really, in theory, make some money if we you know what we're talking about.
Can you get really rich doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to try it
you
out.
You can't. I probably shouldn't say that live on the radio. Gambling is for entertainment purposes
only.
Your
job. There you go.
And this is all for fun. Please don't make any bad decisions that could hurt you, your family.
Hashtag sponsor, hashtag.
The whole thing.
Oh, yes. Hashtag responsibility.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's odds and ends, and we end the way we should on a Friday, picking the Patriots game. Ted Johnson gave you the build-up to the breakdown. What will happen in Foxborough on Sunday? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Great decision to go nowhere here on WEEI Afternoons. Not only are we going to do our Patriots picks, but you never know what you're going to hear from Ted Johnson based on what I just heard in the break, because he was on a firing on all cylinders, and if he accidentally slips, it'll be must-hear radio.
Last hour of the last show of the week. I got to watch myself.
Apparently, Ted gets interesting late in Friday shows.
Fly, Teddy.
Oh, yeah.
He has some favorite words. Hopefully, he doesn't share, because if so, we'll all be in the boss's office by tomorrow
afternoon.
I'm
throwing out words. Can you say this? No, you can't say it. Can I say this?
No.
No, I can't say that either.
It's too bad.
What if I say it like this? Okay, you can say it like that.
Ted loves a lot of these words, but we're not going to say them here on Odds and Ends on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So as we wind down here, we got to get our picks out there, so I'll kick things off. It's very simple. I may be a victim of the moment, but I am like the voters in the poll. I have a little confidence in the offense. I have a little confidence in Drake May. I think they're going to run the ball, and then I think they're going to throw it like they did last week off the play action, the boot game, and I think they're going to just score enough points and stop the run, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to beat them with or without Gonzo. I have no faith in Aaron Rodgers, so give me Patriots 27, Steelers 24. Fitzy.
Whoa, hold on a second. Did you look at my notes?
I did.
That's
not.
Ultimately, similar pick right there, my guy. I think the Patriots continue their offensive success. I think that they make plays in the short and intermediate game as well. I think Ramondre Stevenson will once again have success in the ground game because, well, let's just be honest, the Steelers' defensive line is almost as bad as their offensive line, which is something that the Patriots should be able to finally, using one of Ted's favorite words, feast on as well. They'll get pressure. They'll put Rodgers off of his spot. He'll still get his because he's a veteran and he knows how to pick apart any sort of those soft spots that the linebackers and safeties may leave open for him. It's a close one. It's a fun one. It's a beautiful one down at the Razor. I'll go New England Patriots 27, Steelers 23.
All right, so we're all kind of very much the same. We're seeing it the same way. I got the Patriots. Finally, something clicked last week, right, for this offense, I think for the quarterback. Why wouldn't you continue to kind of build off of what worked last week? I expect to see a lot of under center, just like last week. I expect to see a lot of motions, like I saw last week. I expect to see the screen game that finally looked like a screen game last week to be expanded. And I just think they're going to get better on offense. And this defense for the Steelers is terrible. They rank 30th in stopping the run. They're 29th in points allowed. They're 29th in yards allowed. They're 23rd in on third down defense. So many one of the worst teams in sacks. They only have 3 sacks so far. So this defense can be had. The offense for the Patriots finally clicked. And I am banking on that happening again in this game. And so I got the Patriots putting up a 30-burger again. Patriots 30 and the Steelers 21. Please don't let Aaron Rodgers come in here and beat us, please.
I believe that would be the first time since 2019 they had back-to-back 30-point performances. You got a 2-score win.
When's the last time they've won back-to-back games?
That was 2022.
That's scary.
The fact that I know that off the top of my head is it's been over two years
that they haven't won 2 games in a row.
It's hard to win back-to-back games when you win 4 games.
Yeah, when you only have 4, there's not a lot of back-to-backs in there. But all right, Dan Ball, Mr. Negativity.
Yeah, that's me. I do think that the Patriots discovered some things on their offense that are going to continue, so I have them putting up 24 points, which is good. One thing I'm not banking on is as much of a strong performance from Ramondre Stevenson. He was great, and I could see a slight step back in just the total yardage he was able to put up. But,
me too. I agree.
I'm just worried about the Patriots linebackers and their secondary against the amount of weapons that Aaron Rodgers has available. He was able to shred the Jets' defense a couple weeks ago. I think the Patriots are kind of ripe for the picking on defense as well. So I got Steelers 31, Patriots 24.
Ooh, wow. Stinky poo.
Stiz.
I don't like that.
Stiz is a long, lifelong Patriots fan, footy pajama homer. He'll help us out here.
27-21, Steelers.
All right, that's my boy.
Wow, Stiz.
That's my boy right
going
there.
Going against the locals, and Brian Frazoco has Steelers 23, Patriots 20. So that's a dead split. 3 with the Patriots, 3 with the Steelers, and probably appropriate for a game like this between these two teams, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be close.
It's kind of like the producers versus the hosts, no?
Yeah, I mean,
just how we like it.
The guys, front of
the smart
glass
versus the dumb.
The guys,
wait, what?
You want to say which side is which there,
nope,
Andrew?
I'm just throwing it
out
there.
Answer.
I'll tell you on Monday based on how this plays out. Christian,
back
our
Griffin.
Ass up. What? I still don't remember saying that. I think that is AI, and we're not supposed to use that on this program. Christian Arcan,
hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
You feeling good?
I'm feeling great. I think you guys, I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot more points. I'm thinking this is going to be like 38-35 type of 38-34.
Oh, wow. I love the over in this game.
The over in this game, I think, is going to get out the window like at halftime. I just have a feeling there's going to be a lot of points.
Well, the defenses aren't that good.
Right. The defenses are bad. Drake May is figuring it out. I think that Pittsburgh, you're right, Ted. Rodgers has been all dink and dunk so far in the first 2 games, but he hasn't seen these Patriots safeties yet, and I think that that's an opportunity for him and Metcalf and some of those other guys to go down the field. I just think there's going to be a lot of points, but I haven't really been all that good picking games this year, so maybe don't listen to me.
And that's not just games. Think, not just games. I listen every time to the MassMutual pregame show, and I listen to your lock of the night. And the other night, I made a very, very smart decision. I often bet with you.
Uh-huh.
And the other night, you told me it was going to be an easy over.
Yeah.
Easy. It wasn't.
The 2-1 game.
Yeah, 2-1.
Yeah, that was...
The over, I think, was 8.5.
It should have been over. They left the bases loaded about a dozen times.
It should have been over.
Probably should have been over.
That's something I would say. I'm always right. It should have been right.
Nobody leads the league and probably runs not batted in with bases loaded and no outs.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Ravens
during a stretch where they were like 3 of 59 with runners in scoring position.
Well, you remember that famous line where where, like, Lou was in a live broadcast, like, at least it's not bases loaded, then we'd be screwed or something.
Yeah.
That's how bad it has gotten. So how bad has it gotten for you? You're a guy that you react very quickly to things, let's just say.
Yeah.
And this has been a slow burn down the don't make the playoffs road here. How are we feeling?
What's most upsetting about this for me is that the Guardians are now what you were when you were really good, when you went on your hot streak. They're a team that has this pitching staff that suddenly out of nowhere is killing it. The Guardians traded away like their ace when he was they traded him to Toronto when he was coming back from an injury. They kind of threw up the white flag, and now here they are with an offense that's really only one guy, which is what you are right now too, with Trevor Story. But now they have these pitchers who just cannot they can't really. It's really reminiscent, I think, of Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito for that two-month span is exactly what you're sort of getting right now in Cleveland. And for that to be happening right now as the Red Sox disappear has me a little flustered. I'm not sure if you can tell.
Yeah, I noticed. You're fired up because, what do you got, like 30 minutes of the Christian
30 minutes of rage, and then, yes, we get right to Red Sox. And I also am not... it's not lost on me the fact that the Red Sox season could go right down the crapper at George Steinbrenner Field either.
Oh, yeah.
That is, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't that just sort of seem like kind of loom large right now?
And it could play a role. I don't mean to be Mr. Negative, but the one issue for Crochet lately has been home runs.
Yep.
And that's a place where the ball could jump out of the ballpark and you're like, that wouldn't be out of most parks. It doesn't matter. We're playing here and your season's on the line tonight in, do you agree, must-win game for Crochet?
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? Must-win game. And I know all the percentages tell us they're going to make the playoffs. It's 83% in one place, 80-something percent in another. It's funny. It doesn't feel like that.
No, it doesn't, because that percentage doesn't take into account who's slumping and who's hot either. So, like, you're a slumping team right now, and Cleveland's hot, and their percentages, if you factor that in, I think would be different.
And it's all another example of why analytics are stupid and we shouldn't pay as much attention to them in the modern sports world as we do, but... here it is. It's what we do. So stick around for all that energy. He's wound up. He's fired up. And he's going to release it all for 30 minutes on the Christian Arcand Show. Then he's going to pull himself together for a more professional MassMutual pregame show.
I'm not promising that.
Okay, he's not promising that. So just stick around. Christian Arcand, you never know what you're going to get. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully it starts with a Crochet Day win down in Tampa. Hopefully it includes a Patriots victory, a May Day performance at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. We'll be back for a Patriots Monday. Fingers crossed, we'll be talking about a good baseball team that's headed to the playoffs and a quarterback that looks like he's figured it out. Talk to you Monday, 2 to 6. See ya.
Yeah, be with me, a 76-year-old Irishman whose brain's been marinated in alcohol.
I like those kinds of hosts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.